Ernest, what's up? Look, you know how every new year we set these big goals, like saving more money, but somehow life just gets in the way? I mean, how many times have I told myself I'll stick to a budget only to see random delivery fees and subscription services eating away at my wallet? It's like the world is designed to spend our money. That's why I love Acorns. It makes saving and investing automatic so you can stick to your financial goals without even thinking about it. This episode of Earn Your Leisure is sponsored by Acorns. You've probably heard me talk about Acorns before, and I'm excited to share more about how it can help you too. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. Here's the best part. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest with the same spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your own Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. For me, Acorns has been a game changer. I remember looking at my bank statements and realizing I wasn't making any progress toward my long-term financial goals. With Acorns, it was like flipping a switch. Now, every little bit of spare change I spend is automatically invested. Over time, those small steps have really added up. And it feels good knowing I'm working toward a better future without stressing about it every day. So head to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 2 compensations provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL.
Ever wanted to explore the world of online trading but haven't dared try? The futures market is more active now than ever, and Plus 500 Futures is the perfect place to start. Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices, energy, metals, Forex, crypto, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade from anywhere right from your phone. Deposit with a minimum of $100 and experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for. See a trading opportunity? You will be able to trade it in just 2 clicks once your account is open. Not sure if you're ready? Not a problem. Plus 500 gives you an unlimited risk-free demo account with charts and analytic tools for you to practice on. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
I have a question for you to start the week. And it was a controversial take, but I think it's a conversation that's needed to be had. Is the American dream dead?
Yeah, for
and
sure.
I know they're going to say, y'all are lucky, y'all are entrepreneurs, you live in America. Shout to you four Trump supporters in here. Go back to where you came from. Yeah, I hear you. But at scale, it's a conversation that needs to be had. What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. That's how we start the book off, for sure. So, you know, it's definitely a little controversial. But I look at it like this. As far as I'll speak on the good side first. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're trying to really chase your dreams, America is flawed in a lot of ways, past and present, but there's no place like America, only in America. That was the slogan for Don King. So America's still a place.
Donald Trump, I'm like, boy, hold on. What? Hold on.
Don King, remember Don King? That was only in America. That was his thing.
Yeah, another so, pillager. You know, we got to talk about the black culture vultures one day, but go ahead.
He's a legend, though.
For sure. I'm not taking that away.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, when you look at the situation as far as, you know, if you really, America's a place where you can really get busy, put your head down 24 months, make the right moves, and you could really, really change your life in America.
For sure.
So I'll start off saying that. Now, as far as the American dream, what I'm referring to a lot of times when I speak about the American dream being a lot is that this idea that if you work hard, and you make it to the middle class, then that's the golden level of life. And you can, you know, retire at 65 and you can send your kids to college and everything. That to me is a lie. The middle class is a product. The mortgage system in America is a product of the banking system.
Yeah.
So the idea of, okay, you move in from, and now we're seeing a reverse, people are moving from the suburbs to the city. But the idea that you move from the city to a low income, from a low income neighborhood to a suburb to a mid to, you know, doing okay neighborhood has some level of security is not true. You actually probably have even less security, because at least when you're paying rent, you're just paying rent. Worst that happens is you miss the rent and you get kicked out. The worst thing that happens when you default on your loan is that you can actually get sued. And now you got $400,000 that you got to pay, and then it ruins your credit forever. And then so it's actually way worse to default on a mortgage than it is to just not pay your rent. You could just walk out on a rent payment. But the thing about it is this. Most Americans are buying homes that they can't afford. That's why you need to watch this show tomorrow. Most Americans are buying homes that they can't afford. So when you're putting something on heavily over a debt, so you're going in debt, tremendous amount of debt, to make sure that you're living somewhere. But the average person doesn't have $4,000 in savings. So what that tells me is that's why we have to have compassion for homeless people, because we don't know how they got there, either from the mental aspect or the financial aspect. But the vast majority of people are not far away from being homeless, right? We're all just one decision and one paycheck away from being homeless. So you got to think about this stuff, right? Where it's like, okay, if you have $4,000 saved, then that means that you're living pretty much paycheck to paycheck. And if something happens for a month, let alone 2 months, right? If you don't have family, you're going to be out on the street. That's not a dream to me. That's more of a nightmare. So you gotta leverage the next 30 years to live in a home that you can't afford, work every single day to make sure that you just make sure you maintain in that level, right? Then you're sending your kids to college. The college is $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. Minimum. The average person, I just said the average person got $4,000 in savings. So how are they going to pay $30,000 a year? Well, what happens? You're student loans. So now you're in debt from your house. Your kids are in debt for their education. They're getting degrees most of the time that's not even going to really advance them in life. So they're starting life out with $150,000 of student loan debt, and they're still not even able to find a job, right? And then when you look at it from a standpoint of wages have stayed the same for the last 30 years for the most part, but the cost of living,
they're negative with adjusted for interest rates and inflation. Right.
The cost of living has gone up tremendously. So it's like this on a chart. So if wages are staying the same and cost of living is going up, the next question is, how are people able to survive? How are they buying groceries? It's a direct correlation to why credit card debt is at an all-time high, and every year it becomes a new all-time high, trillions of dollars of credit card debt, right? Because the difference that people are not making in their income, they're supplementing, putting it on debt. So you're living somewhere that you can't afford. You're sending your kids to school for that they can't afford. You're putting yourself in debt on the home. You're putting yourself in debt for the school. And then you're putting yourself in even more debt to even just live day-to-day life.
Yeah.
That, to me, is a triple recipe for disaster. We didn't even talk about car payments.
Yeah, car loans.
And other forms of debt. So that's not a dream. That's a nightmare. That's what most people, but it, psychologically, you can say, okay, well, I'm still doing better than I was, or somebody that's in abject poverty, because I'm not, you know, waiting on food lines, and I'm not starving. I have meals coming in. I could go to Miami 2 times a year, but it's like that dream is to keep you some, it's like putting a carrot in front of the rabbit, but having them on a treadmill, you can see it. Because if you're in abject poverty, now you when you don't have no hope, that's when you revolt, right? But when they got to keep you some level of hope, and they got to keep you some level of you're better than somebody else. So that's the trick, even with like white supremacy, with poor white people, that they feel like at the very least they're white. So they made them feel emboldened by that, because they might not have anything else, but they was like, okay, I still feel good about myself because I'm white. You have a leg living in the poor, living in the poor states in America, having, you know, health issues, can't read, all types of shit. So I just see that as a trap to the American dream. That's not real to me. That's more of a nightmare. But that's my humble opinion. What, how do you feel about it?
When statements like this are made, I always like to go to the origins of it. And I would love to ask the question, American dream for whom? It didn't say American dream for citizens. So if I look at the banks, if credit card debt is at the highest it's ever been, mortgages are higher than they've ever been, the average payment for a car is, I read $772 per month, which is insane. And then if undergrad loans are higher than ever, and now there's degradation in even going to college and having a pathway, like most kids who go to school now, they don't know what career path they're going to take. At least when we went to college, or the thought was in elementary and high school, go to college, you'll get a job, damn near guaranteed, you won't have any issues. I think the American dream may be dead for the middle class, but for those who put this financial level of economic terrorism together, I think the dream is alive and well for them, for sure. I don't think anything at this scale happens by accident. And I've always said it, like, the middle class has been eroded and people try and push back on it. But when you look at the actual data, people are suffering at scale worldwide while the middle is being crunched. So yeah, do I think the American dream is dead for the citizens? Yes. For the institutions, I think they're happier than ever. Because now if I have a class of people that were doing well and I somewhat eradicate them through AI or scaling, inflation, corrections in the market, market manipulation, I can control the population a lot better than opposed to if everyone is doing well. So, but you guys put in the comments, what do you think? Is the American dream live and well? But the picket fence, go to college, guaranteed employment? No, that's over with.
Ever wanted to explore the world of online trading but haven't dared try? The futures market is more active now than ever, and Plus 500 Futures is the perfect place to start. Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices, energy, metals, Forex, crypto, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade from anywhere right from your phone. Deposit with a minimum of $100 and experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for. See a trading opportunity? You will be able to trade it in just two clicks once your account is open. Not sure if you're ready? Not a problem. Plus 500 gives you an unlimited risk-free demo account with charts and analytic tools for you to practice on. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
You worked hard to lay the foundation for your contracting business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can keep building it up with a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. And since you earned 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you get even more from on-site overseeing. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness.